Square, black, and empty apart from her master's meditation sarcophagus, mounted securely in the center. He was inside it, his withered face hidden safely behind the lid. He had never been standing beside her at all.
"Allow me to explain, Master."
"If you cannot, I will crush your mind to dust."
She began with her attempt to infiltrate the vault, and moved quickly on to her confrontation first with the Jedi Padawan, then with Douse Driver. Darth Kratos was displeased at her inability to slay either of her enemies, and she felt his feverish will coiling about her again. But she plowed on without hesitation. Her fate rested on convincing him of the worth of the hexes.
"Droids," he breathed. "Lima Sandret was a droid maker."
"This surely confirms beyond all possible doubt that the Cinzia was connected to her, doesn't it, Master?"
"Do you have any other evidence?"
She pushed aside a memory of the hexes' relentless screeching.
"They consistently attacked me first, as though they possessed an embedded resentment of the Sith. Otherwise, they lashed out only when either attacked themselves or their way was impeded."
"Suggestive indeed. You say the Mandalorian had the measure of them, as though he had seen their kind before?"
"He held back until it was clear the hexes were going to escape."
"I find that very interesting, too."
"The Hutts clearly had no idea what they found, Master. They might have sold it for the material value alone, had it not been activated."
"Do you think your presence triggered some kind of awakening?"
"No, Master. It was a matter of expediency. The seed factory remained relatively quiescent until circumstances ruled that tactic unworkable. Then it moved to another tactic. If the auction had been held a week later, I believe the hexes would have escaped unchecked into the Hutta biosphere, and from there made their journey home."
"To report, I presume?"
"Yes, Master."
"Can you recover their route from the remains you brought here?"
"I intend to, Master."
"If you do not, I will flay you alive in front of the Dark Council before they in turn flay me."
"Yes, Master."
"Abase yourself before me," he told her, "and swear to me that the thought I see in your mind is not another reason I should kill you now."
She froze. All she had been thinking was that the hexes fought her as hard as they had fought her enemies. Harder, in fact, because she was a Sith. Surely, instead, they should have recognized her and held back. After all, Lima Zandrit had created both of them. She had even named the ship after her daughter. They should be her allies, not her enemies. Darth Kratos held her mind like an egg, ready to crack it with a thought. She did exactly as he said, pressing herself face down onto the cold metal floor to reaffirm her allegiance to him.
"I remain your trustworthy servant," she said. "I am yours to kill if you deem it fit."
She waited, hardly daring to breathe, and gradually the pressure eased.
"You shall live," her master told her. "For now, find me the location of that planet. If you fail me again, I will show no mercy. Do you understand me?"
"Yes, Master."
"Leave."
She went. Only when she was sure she had reached a safe distance did she dare think.
"You can expect no mercy from me, Master, the day our positions are reversed."
This audiobook has been